Blog Talk Radio.
Gillette presents the Gillette Labs with Exfoliating Bar, a razor designed to take the hassle out of your routine with effortless shaving and one efficient stroke. The bar and the handle remove unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blade, so nothing gets between you and a quick and easy shave. All with a lifetime warranty. Gillette, the best a man can get.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
If the meek shall inherit the earth, then not the weak. Let me inherit the strength, fuck. You know what I mean?
I mean, I love life, man. You know what I mean? Life is beautiful. It's just the shit in it that's fucked up. It's rough, but it's fair. People gotta go out there and bust they ass for a job. I mean, my dad got 5 kids, man. And I mean, you know, he hates driving a bus, but he loves 5 kids. You feel me? I'm a rhyme artist. Out here trying to grind my hardest. Up early so to milk the cow. Keep my John Deere out here plowing the fields to keep my John Hancock's worth up in the now. Went from hanging on blocks and hanging on the chart positions is part of my mission to hanging on top. Gotta get your poly cracker on with them crackers and them shiesty ass niggas if you like it or not. I've been rewired to work more efficiently in the dirt. I'm hands on with it, all up in my cuticle. Some try to get off the farm but fell into harm by getting in the game of the street pharmaceuticals. But I was raised in the blue collar themes, having white collar dreams, cause I see what it means to know the meek shall inherit the earth. But don't forget, the poor are the ones who inherit the debt. You can bet I got better things to do than that. I was a dick who got jerked by Tom and his boys. He came on my land, seized my cattle and catalog as if it wouldn't leave me less than coy. But I'm far from bitter, even further from quitting. Got a grind date to make, no time for sitting and playing Xbox. Stand up and exercise my rights as a scene who Bob Nestor died. It's the grind.
I'm sick of asking though. I mean, the street philosophy is that I'ma milk the cow and cook the meat. At least I have some kind of food and drink. Because sometimes you can't come back. Like mama said, if you need 5 cents, don't ask for 3, ask for 10. That's what's up.
Don't fuck a rhyme artist, I ain't here for that. I was born with the boom bat, respect the name. My hands-on experience was hands-on my first contract. Taught me quick how to respect the game. Introduced to the block, got used to the block. But your neighbors be the ones to throw shit on your lawn. It's like every single time we pop, they got annoyed, but we got ahead and we got along. Putting work on them calendars, worse on them calendars. Were the hot days that broke the camel's back. The grind to make today look great and paint a tainted picture of tomorrow's in enamel black. Meat grind, street grind, some whatever the beast. I'ma take it at the horns to the pinky toe corn and show you why we here this long. Word out. When it comes to putting in work, once again it's on.
I'm just like everybody else, man. Average nigga with above average potential. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm a gentleman. I'm saying that I know how to act like a gentleman in order to get the things that I need. And if I gotta come out my nigga bag, I'ma do that. This ain't no accident, man. We stand here. You're damn right I'm proud of myself, man. And I'm proud of my team, man. I don't want you to get the wrong, yo, baby. On the real, I don't have sex with people that I do business with, neither. And that's the real. But I do business with people that I have sex with. So if there ain't no conflict, let's get this grind on, cause I'ma fuck the shit out of you. That's work.
Wow. Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Welcome to our 3,383rd episode of the rawest, the purest when it comes to internet radio broadcasting, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to interact with me. And like I said before, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Attentive listening audience, you know, this advancement y'all about to hear, I'm going to take time to give y'all some overview, which will be part of my advancement. And I will be bringing on two men of God, magnificent men of God. But before I do that, I want to give y'all an overview for what y'all about to hear tonight. So please, I want you to take time to take some notes, take time to gather as many people around as you possibly can, because you're going to hear some things tonight that either went over your head or it just wasn't taught properly. If you're like most people was made to ignore certain realities. And that's really what ignorance really means. It don't really mean that you're stupid. It don't mean that you're a dummy. It just simply means that you ignore something, either intentionally or unintentionally. Okay? So now, I want you and the rest of the listening audience to take note. This is the overview. I want you to write down Bereshith of Genesis, verse 1. Keep in mind the significance of the number 3. I also want you to take down Bereshith of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. I put 14 in there, you know, so when you get to 15, you'll know exactly who it's talking about. Yahuwah Elohim, falsely translated as Lord God, which is another subject I'm going to deal with altogether. Because when you try to read and study the scriptures, all seven of them, in the language in which most people are reading in it today, you won't get the full vastness of it. Because there's certain words and there's certain meanings when it comes to Shemitic languages that you can't properly translate into English. Okay? I also want you to take down Tehillim. Tehillim actually means Zabor or the Book of Psalms, chapter 82, and read the entire verse. There's a total of 8 verses within that chapter. It's very important. I also want you to take down El Injil or the Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7 through 9. And these are very, very important because, you know, whether you do it now while you're listening to this advancement or you take time to absorb what's being rendered live and direct by me and my special honored guest, right, you'll comprehend it better. We'll be speaking about a rude awakening. That's why I had to take time to give that overview, because a lot of things have been happening in our world back to back, especially a couple of weeks ago when we deal with an incident that took place pretty much all over America. Violence is breaking out all over the place. But something that really hit home in Memphis, Tennessee, there were a total of 6 cops, not 5, a total of 6 cops. But I want you to think about something here. When the story first broke, all over the media, only thing that they wanted the listening audience or us to really know about was the 5 black or so-called African-American cops. They intentionally hid the fact that there was a Caucasian cop that was there the whole time. And I also want you to think about something now, not taking those 5, you know, African-American or black, whatever they're called, off the hook. No. I want them executed to the fullest extent of the law, their law. but I also want that Caucasian that was so conveniently hid by the media. I also want him also reprimanded to the fullest extent of their law, because right is right. Because we're dealing with some evil that have incarnated on this planet before, hear me closely because this is a key point, before the Reconstruction, falsely called the beginning. And that's why I ended it with the book of Revelation, because if you can comprehend that there was a war that took place within the heavenly realm, right? I'm not going to go through all of it, but take time to read it. When Michael, the archangel, fought against the, remember what I said about the number three, against the dragon, one attribute, the serpent, another attribute, also called the devil, another attribute. Three attributes that don't show up until the third chapter of the Torah or the Old Testament. That wasn't by coincidence. When you comprehend supreme mathematics, everything is done by its divine order. When you comprehend before the Reconstruction, what most people think that it's the beginning of creation, if you comprehend that there was a war that took place and the wicked ones was cast here to earth before the Reconstruction, as we know it today. They was already here. So like I said many times throughout our anniversary week, and by the way, happy, happy anniversary to the mother of Hall of Fame four times and the mother of our great company of WBNN. Happy anniversary, happy 10 years, because, you know, there's so many people that was here from the beginning, and there's so many people that's here in this day and time that's with us, and faithfully as we continue to grow, there's going to be some people that's going to come on after us. We have a lot to be proud of. We have a lot to celebrate, and tonight I want us to leave here with a better comprehension on why things is being played out the way that it's being played. The evil one and the kind have yet to be properly dealt with. And I'm talking about these wicked ones, the soulless ones. Some of y'all are aware of a ministry I've been a part of for 37 years, and I've been doing my best to share with as many people as I possibly can that don't underestimate the workings, the dealings of the wicked ones that have invaded our beautiful planet. And they have made a concentrated effort to make our lives a living hell. But they can only do for so much. Are y'all hearing me out there? They can't do no more than what we allow them to. And it's time for to take our authority back into our own hands. Before I take the next break, I got some very, very special people I want to thank while we're celebrating our anniversary week. And that's my spiritual mother, Deborah Ngozi. I also want to thank my mother, the undisputed, undefeated Bannerman Prize fighter, as well as my father, my Aunt Dinky and her son Tootie, my Aunt Mookie and her son Tyrone, Poochie from the Boogie Down Bronx, Juan Douche Bass, and many of my other family members that I have yet to name, including Seafood Bill Felton. We're going to have a great time tonight. Hall of Fame four times already acting up. And we're going to take the first break of sound therapy. When we come back, I'm going to introduce the two men of God that's going to assist me tonight. So Hall of Fame four times, you ready? Do us the honors.
Here we go again. about this hip-hop, man? I mean, how far will you punk motherfuckers go for 15 seconds of fame? Microwave popcorn-ass niggas? Yeah, we give you much more.
Much more.
Longevity, baby, hey yo, Dave.
Yo, it's been a sale to me since infinite, y'all. Using these minutes like I value the call. Put your money in the bank and hold rank over friends who ain't got leadership skills. I got the sheep in my eyes, so I can't sleep. We like to land and lay the brand away. Grand operate to stand away at our sight. I play the Xbox instead of fucking with dice. I hate losing the doze, walk away with my dough, cause I doze. Tracy broke me, and now she wanna see the resident provoking me to pop willies on my bicycle. Watch your eyes twinkle. One house, two houses, third house, house rules, so house take bank, watch they bank. Banner had him on a hawk since Atlanta, extravaganza, gamma ray rap, I make the Hulk snap. Jump back like James Brown, hey now. When the liquor over, we smoking the hay now. Delegate numero dos, I holla out the sound and low and keep the island close to me.
Much more is what we got in store. Just believe it. Much more than legacy, I will always be believing.
I got birds, skills, babies and bills, brother. Smoke krill, still trying to get himself together from it. No one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what's alleged to be hot. And when you rock, it's just impersonations of me. The writer's MC, MP with the B in the middle. I belittle your plan, courtesy of NY Dirty C, my man. My base of fans is made up of many, with kids allergic to belts, letting their mind melt from drinking the Henny. And them straight and now types who be waiting to hear them drums say the revolution is near. Are you listening? Are your eardrums open for christening? We got body MCs with these tools, while some others play God, they just goddamn fools with it. I don't cuff mics, I rough mics up, rough and rugged, yet the girls still love it. Still in all 5-0, came to my mic check, telling me I left lacerations around my mic's neck. Domestically disputed, and you just might get the undisputed underdog serving y'all threat.
Well, all right now, welcome back, attentive listening audience. We will aware you. We have a very special announcement to be made by Angel Ava. For Angel Ava, if you will, let your voice be heard, please.
Well, hello, Huni Bakatun. I have a question for you. Are you sitting or are you standing?
Right now, I'm standing.
You're standing? Well, hold on to something tight, honey, because you are being congratulated as the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Mr. Huni Bakatun Magic Man, on your 86th WBNN All-Time Connection Record and your third consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations, Huni Bakatun.
Wow, wow. And what better person to make the announcement? Our very own Angel Ava. Thank you so much. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm hanging in there. I'm a little better. Thank you for asking.
That's very welcome. Hey, you know what? You're very welcome, and thank you as well. You know, if you're like me, and we done talk, you know, on the record, off the record, mm-hmm. that evil mm-hmm. has to be dealt with, and we can't keep sweeping things up under the rug. So that's why this particular advancement is so important. And as you all know, those of us here at WBNN, we pride ourselves at saving lives. And if people listen closely, this advancement, as well as all other ones that we have to present to the listening audience, could possibly save as many lives as it possibly can. Look, I let the We Will Away You attentive listening audience know how they can be supportive of your endeavors, please.
You talking about when my next show is? Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Alrighty. Well, it is coming up around the corner on the 15th, and we have some fantastic guests. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship and some really cool and colorful two guests coming on. So I hope you can tune in on the 15th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to say happy anniversary to the WBNN for 10 years. And Huni, I just love you, man. So I know you and I have talked on and off the record, and we're going to make some great things happen in 2023. So I'm really excited, and congratulations again on your connection record.
And thank you so much, Ava. Love you as well. You know, so while we're celebrating like this, I pose a toast to the years to come, because if anyone deserves to stay together, it should be those of us here at WBNN. I'm so, you know, I feel very fortunate to be a part of something great in this day and time. You know, so anyway, without no further delay, I got not one, but two magnificent men of God that I'm going to bring up here, and we're going to address this subject once and for all. The first one up the bat, I want to bring the honorary member of We Will Aware You. He blessed our show many times before. Matter of fact, he is one of our newest interns here at WBNN, and I'm talking about Mr. Matthew Graham. So, Mr. Matthew Graham, if you will, sir, unmute yourself and introduce yourself to the We Will Aware You listening audience.
Yes. How are you doing, Brother Huni? I feel honored, as I've always said, humbled to be a guest on your show. I appreciate everything you're doing. I'm right beside you right now. I'm the eyes in the back of your head, like I said before. I appreciate Brother Owen and those skills on the Wheels of Steel, the great music that he's playing. Shout out to Tiana Speaks as well. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't got a chance to actually converse with you and do these things. I feel very appreciative to be a part of this. I appreciate everything you're doing. Your shows are very informative to public safety. It's true news. It's true information. It's not like tuning in on a television show for news and you hear three weather broadcasts during a half-hour span and they tell you what the weather's like outside and you can look out the window and know what the weather's like outside. You actually give information. I feel it from your spirit. I know the listeners feel it in their spirits. And I really appreciate everything you're doing. I can't wait to chime in and talk with you more as the show progresses. Thank you all again.
Absolutely amazing. You definitely is a true man of God and blessed son of the Most High. It's definitely a great honor and a pleasure to meet you during my ninth and final visit here. So now I want you to listen up as I bring on another magnificent man of God, a brother of mine, and I met him during the time when I was walking through the streets of Nob, a real soul brother, a blood brother of mine, out of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. He also has a title, entitlement, as a deacon of his own church, or not his own church, but a deacon of the church. Okay, so I'm talking about the man of God, Mr. Troy Reed. Mr. Troy Reed, if you will, unmute yourself and introduce yourself to the listening audience, sir.
Good afternoon. my friend of the Most High, honored to be here, and also just glad that our friendship has lasted through the years. Because, like you said, we walked through the streets of Nam together back in the day, and you are my lifelong friend. And I am honored to be on your show, and congratulations to all to you and all your accomplishments, my brother.
Man, I couldn't did it without you, Sam. I'm telling you, I know a lot of people that I used to walk with. Sometimes they were family members, sometimes they were friends, associates, and even foes. And you're one of the few that have remained. And one of the things I want to say in front of you, as well as the 19 million attentive listening audience, is you as real can be. You know, and while a lot of people have judged me throughout the years, you didn't do that the way that others did. And I can't thank you enough. And I really, really appreciate you for being who and what you are, and definitely receiving your call to be a part of the solution instead of the problems that we have been having. I thank you so much. So now, we done did the introduction. So when we come back, we're going to get into the heart of this matter. Hall of Fame four times, you will take us to another break, and when we come back, we're going to address this subject once and for all. Thank you, sir.
Your hotter days of your life go calm.
I'm just trying to be.
That's it.
Staying focused so my mind is free.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow come down,
it might be too soon.
Too soon.
I want the boom in the back of the truck. Ain't nothing the matter with a good dude having a buck. With that on my mind, I'm on the grind and pain.
We break it down in these three ways.
Yeah. These days, I travel the maze like Frank Beverly. To the east, looking for pieces of a better me. Responsibility of my man, felony, fellow me. Celebrity status, make them think I got celery. Hell, and I do sometimes. Still, the sunshine ain't even all day.
Yeah.
The life of a baller ain't even all play. I stack them, so the chips fall where they must. I ain't far from a biz, a dude on the bus. Even when I don't have enough, still in God I trust. Said, baby, you're a star. Said, I'm on the cusp. See, the jiggiest of stars become dust. And one love become lust for the papers. Had to gas, now that gas became vapors. Tricked the cash on ice, should've had acres. Now your empire fell like the Lakers. So you're talking to your maker. It's the nature of the business. They giving niggas inches, taking miles and mules. It's the wildest rules. I'm trying to walk in the blacks in the proudest shoes. Making music that the crowd can use.
Your hotter days of your life go day
with sunshine and shade.
That's it.
Tender window grades and Kool-Aid.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow come now,
that might be too soon.
Too soon.
I want 24 plus on these. Put the Pinto engine and the bus on these.
I get that first class seat to escape the day.
We break it down in these three ways.
Check the life, I got that antidote. Cantaloupe scent bent back in the sunroom froze. Put your flick on pause.
Pop a cork,
no occasion niggas just because. I'm celebrating for a hell of a day. Get these Barbie fillets on hot charcoal tracks. So black, dark old Pico train blazing back. We them freedom fight kids are gon' ball and raise fists. If y'all down for the struggle, come on, y'all resist. Everyday script, I exercise chicks. 16 on the bar, I exercise speak. It's been a long time, long hours on the map. While y'all stand on the cornerstone like Chris Pat. Kiss back, watch your time.
Wrist back,
every second count, but just finish this lap. You gamble on your life like casino slots. A cash out and still walk with a knot.
Yo, how the days of your life goes,
man. I'm just holding my head.
That's it.
Shit, I'm also trying to hold this bread.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow come now,
it may be too soon.
Too soon.
I furnish some rooms and mortgage on these. See them quitting ass rappers cause a shortage on these. The soul boys of big Illinois get the praise.
We break it down in these three ways.
My mom died from secondhand smoke, so I wish your ass would die from the secondhand rhymes you wrote. Or shall I call them second rhymes written seconds before you enter the booth? Words thrown together but very little truth, and a select few can do it.
True,
you ain't part of them scriptures and got the nerve to feel. You want me out the picture, but I was never in it. I'm the frame around the flick, auditioning in the mouth for your dame around my dick. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Workmatic, one of L.I.'s finest, and this is...
filled with bad minutes and good hours and good months and bad years. And with my peers who struggle to juggle the shit, family life and the music game don't easily fit. My lady wants me home, saying raps on three, rap whores and scores of scandal. Even more than we can handle. Sometimes some rhymes say, supply currency to save the day. Can't turn it away, cause we out to find treasures way beyond our measures. So baby, don't pow,
don't pow. De La Soul, I turn it out, don't pout. Common sense, I turn it out, don't pout.
I think my man just fell in the spirit. I think my man is so in the spirit, you know what I mean? You know, it's only Compton, California, man. DJ Olasky, man. Shout out to my cousin Trafina, man. Y'all know what time it is, man. Crip City.
Man, Hall of Fame, four time. What you trying to do to me live on air?
Hey, man, I made you fall in the spirit. Listen, man, I made you fall in the spirit like Andre Pussy, man. Stop playing with your boy.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. Yes, indeed. You listen to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Look, before I bring my two special honored guests, the two men of God, back up here,
right,
what I want to do is I want you to think about something as I take time to set this up. Have you ever wondered why that so many evils committed by many different types of people, but if you're like me, it hits harder when you look on the news or you open up a newspaper or your smartphones or whatever your type of media devices you have, tablet, computer, whatever, and you sit back and look, because anyone who knows me, I'm a proud African-American who knows my heritage, who knows my place of origin. I took time to travel out of this country to locate the tribe in which I have descended from by way of my godfather, my grandfather, that is, as well as a thorough comprehension of my Native American roots by way of my mother, the undefeated Bannockburn Prize Fighter. As a Black Hawk and Cherokee Native American, as well as Nuban or Aswanian by way of my grandfather. And I'm very, very proud to know I come from a beautiful people, a brilliant people, an ancient people, and an original people. And I know that when you look at most of us, 85 to 95% of our people are doing our best to live our best life here on earth. And it's a shame when the story broke. And again, they did a great job of concealing the Caucasian that was amongst the five, you know, as they spoke about the five black policemen out there in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, I know why they hid the fact there was a Caucasian amongst them, right? But that don't negate the fact, and they don't take them off the hook. Because once you take that uniform off, you're dealing with a supposed to be a human being or a living being. But if you have listened to many of the shows in which I have did my best to convey to y'all for almost 6 years, there were some key words I always would say. There's a major difference between those who are human being and living being. There's a major difference between those who have soul and those who don't. So now, with this advancement we're doing tonight about a rude awakening, sleep time is over, now it's time for you to have the divine truth and nothing but the truth. So you will know why things are being played out the way it's being played. Okay? So now, I want to invite back Matthew Graham, as well as the other man of God, Troy Reed, to come back on. So I'm going to start off with you, Matthew Graham. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, concerning this incident, this predicament that took place in Memphis, Tennessee, sir? I'm going to put it on pause and listen to your thoughts, and then I'm going to bring on Troy Reed afterwards.
Okay. It's a really sad incident. Unfortunately,
these things have become normal here. What I have to say about it is, look at the standards here. The police officers themselves telling everybody, white, black, otherwise, specifically disproportionately black people, and now cops are working together to kill black people. Look at the standards. Martin Luther King could have been a gang member, a butcher, a professional fisherman who even had the nature to hurt a worm by impaling him on a hook. He was none other than a minister who specifically said deliberately that he was not going to cause any problems at all and was only going to march and specifically do things nonviolently. Now what could be more kind? What could be more feminine? What's more passive? What's more gentle? What's less of a threat than an actual minister of God saying that he's only going to march and specifically be oh so gentle and only do things nonviolently? But of course, somebody can look at the standards. This has morphed into something. Maybe hasn't morphed into anything. When has there ever been a time when things like this haven't happened here? This happens to a lot of different people. It happens to the, you know, Hispanic people, black people, white people. In this particular incident, a bunch of black officers ganged up, beat a black guy. There was white. My prayers and condolences go out to the family. I don't know if they're down there in Tennessee tuning in or not. I know this has been a really, really, really rough time for you. Something has to be done about this. Too much of this is going on. There's no escape. It feels good to know that we're coming together right now and speaking about this. I feel really blessed to be a part of this. I'm glad we're doing this, and I really feel good knowing that there's a deacon as well, a man of God that's also going to speak, I assume, in a second, that could drop everything from Genesis to Revelation. It's putting really a smile on my face right now. Something definitely has to be done. I'll let you hop back in right now. Something needs to be done.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Matthew Graham. So with no further delay, as I did with the advertisement, this is a real soul brother of mine, a deacon of a church that he's heavily involved in. So, Mr. Troy Reed, if you will, do us the honors.
Good afternoon. I was listening to my man just spoke, and he really just summed everything up from Martin Luther King to something has to be done. So I'm going to go straight into what has to be done. What has to be done is community is going to have to start pulling together. Well, let me just speak on Elizabeth City. You know the Andrew Brown case where the officer shot and killed him and got off on killing him. So that was our eye-opener. That was our wake-up call. So we started making changes, and the way you start making changes is I asked him, I said, I don't even know the chief of police. Why don't I know the chief of police? Why don't I know the mayor of Elizabeth City? Why don't I know the county commissioner? So I took it on more of myself and others that had the same mindset as me, and we went out and we started meeting these people. We got your face, so let us put a face to you. Because, you know, we see you when you're out trying to get your votes and everything, okay? But if I go vote for you, you never even seen my face. So how do you have my best interest if you never seen my face or you just getting my vote to get into the office? It's time for us to let the local politicians start seeing our face. So now they got to be held accountable of who they bring in our city. Because the way the local voting goes is the mayor, city council, you know, sorts like that. They have to be held accountable for everything that goes on in the city. So now let's start putting our faces to our votes. Now people got to be held accountable of who's getting hired in these positions, who's getting voted in these positions, who the lawmakers, you know, now city council and the mayor, they have to bring, when they say, we want you to vote for this North Carolina Senate, okay, we need to put out, we see his face, but we need to put our face to him. He needs to know who he's representing if we vote him in office. So if you don't know, if you don't know your local officials, you don't know your chief of police, you don't know your mayor personally, I suggest that's a good start.
Man, that's absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing right there, and I stand with you all the way, man of God, pertaining to that. We have to be involved, attentive listening audience. That's exactly what it's about. All right, so we're going to take another break as Hall of Fame four-time Blitzers with another sound therapeutic selection. So Hall of Fame four times, if you will, do us the honors.
I never can say goodbye. No, 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 I never can say goodbye. I don't know.
We need.
We don't probe, we never procrastinate. And guardians, you shouldn't let you get past the gate. Watch out, dogs, and watch dogs showing his teeth.
Yes, you bit too much shit.
They biting your beak. While I speak from experience, hunger and hurt, and a little bit of hate from niggas doing me dirt. I just wash it all out with tide and show love to those who ride with me while I'm putting in work. In full time it is 8:30 to 6, the graveyard shift, the 3 months before the benefits hit. But my position went temp to perm. I sat and listened like an intern, watching who applied gets fired. Now I'm sitting in the break room. They gotta make room. My paper stack put staples full so I can keep my money together. Some diehard fans just don't want it, like put my back on it. I'm back on it, that's why you're never disappointed. We give you what we live through for real. Don't know the crown, but I'm royalty. Been trying to see them royalty checks about a half a mil. Whether off or on the chart, my clutch clips your heart. You know we got your open like the guts flipped apart. I never pass the buck, my shoulder holds the weight. So don't beef when we don't pass collection plate. I don't give money, I don't support the needy. Schooled in America, taught to be greedy. And everything ought to be easy. But I never could say goodbye to my friends who get high. Wonder why I'm rocking with that guy. Serious, still make you cry when the satire. Hilarious, codes for your areas, flows come of various shapes and sizes, so hot that you can buy.
Never laugh at the back.
No, 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 no.
These skills we don't lack.
No, 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 no.
We never fall and pray.
No, 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 no.
Make all the ladies say.
Ooh, ooh, baby.
Can't knock the hustle.
No, no,
not at
no.
All. Can't be buzzed by your muscle.
Some of your cat's heads between your girl's legs a lot, cause y'all acting sweet. Go brush your teeth. Then after that, put in a little more practice on your rhyming attack. What you write's not the least bit hot. Maybe cause your wrist is so cold on that ice you cop. Ain't the hater player, but you know what? I still smother you like cheese or broccoli, fresh cut. And we the steak and potatoes and day lies the greatest. And ladies be on the floor thanking the Lord that he made us. I'm telling you, I swoop like a pelican, dope. You saying, look at that pelican fly. You spitting jealous and rhymes and shaking and shit. Ugly in the mold you fit. We the square peg on the round. Whole sound soulful, your imitation flavor is tofu. It's true, we make a better day. And we are the world of rap. Take you back in the days of going forward in ways that people lack. It's that
what?
Authentic, big nose mic music. 4 to 5, survive all night to it. I'm trying to keep up with my Joneses and Thomases till I'm broke like the New Year's Eve promises. And that's alright, I just spent another 16 to fill my bank account with a mixed dream. Mine's 1, 5, and 10. Girls, I got is 9s and 10s. VH1 behind the pens. You anticipate greatness from elder statesmen. I like this marker, Jason. I bust one shot just to start the racing. The tortoise in the hair, which one there is chasing? Slow and steady, we already in. Ready, get ticket, take parade, waves and confetti.
Never laugh at the back.
No, 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 no.
These skills we don't lack.
No, 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 no.
We never fall and pray. Make all the ladies say,
ooh, ooh,
you can't knock the hustle,
no, 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 no.
Can't be buzzed by your muscle,
no, 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 no.
Never riding on E,
no, 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 no.
Stay live but a B.
Keep walking the streets, we'll keep walking with the streets, keep walking the soul, we'll keep walking with the streets, stop walking the soul, we'll keep walking with the soul, keep walking the streets, keep walking with the soul, keep walking the soul.
keep rocking the streets. We'll keep rocking if the streets keep rocking the soul. We'll keep rocking if the streets stop rocking the soul. Keep rocking if the soul keeps rocking the streets. We'll keep rocking.
Amazing. You know, welcome back, attentive listening audience. Once again, I am the host of We Will Aware You, and some of the people who's listening tonight for the very, very first time. Look, the energy that's being provided tonight, I can't personally thank y'all enough for not only granting me another championship, another franchise record. I'm going to take time to also mention that again before I end the show tonight, but I wanted to take time to do that so you can hear it now. Welcome any and all new listeners, okay? Look, we get ready to go into the another segment, as I like to call it, Joint Adventures. I still got my special honored guest on, but I want y'all to be involved, just as involved as we are tonight. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. As we delve higher into this advancement, this subject matter, as is entitled, A Rude Awakening, Sleep Time is Over, okay? It's time for to wake up and realize that we are the children of the Most High. That's why I included in the beginning the Tehillim, or the Book of Psalms, chapter 82, and read the entire 8 verses. Very, very important. Because if you can read that and comprehend what our scriptures were saying all along, then we will have to do our part, because it's mandated upon us to do our part. And we have to get strong enough to be able to put evil and the evil ones in check. I know I'm ready. I'm duly prepared to do it at any time, okay, for over 37 years and counting. But I'm doing my best. I can't do this alone. I need as many of you who's listening tonight while it's live, as well as when it's archived, I need as many of you to be willing, able, and ready to do your part. We have to do our part, okay? So now, men of God, I want us to think about something. You know, one of the things that was said on my Spiritual Daughter show, and congratulations, Angela Thomas Smith, on your latest Franchise Connection record last night. I appreciate all the work in which you do, along with your special honor guest that you had on. You know, she was speaking about how could they sleep at night. Are y'all hearing me, men of God? Are y'all hearing me listening to what's out there? I want y'all to think about something. Now, I spoke about, and I've been speaking about this for many years, but some of you who's listening never heard me speak. But I want you to think about something. There's a difference between those who have soul and those who don't. Some people don't know the significance and why it's important to have a soul. So one of the things that I mentioned on her show last night, and I'm going to just give a little tidbit on it right now, is when the wicked one was cast out of the heavenly realm and they fell here to earth, one of the things that was taken from them was soul, an access to soul. Now, they still had a spiritual body. They still had a spiritual body, right? But when they fell to earth, they took on the form of a physical body. And the reason why I keep going over this here is because I was a part of a lot of different groups, from the Nation of Gods and Earth to a lot of groups that I studied for most of my life. And I used to give any and every excuse on why a black person, African-American, whatever we are called, I would fight you tooth and nail and argue you from sun up to sun down on why they did what they did. But then I had to realize, and I had to grow. I had to grow into maturity and realize that some of these things in which these people are doing don't have nothing to do with slavery. They don't have nothing to do with the 400-year bondage, according to Bereshit of Genesis. That's Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 and 14 for those. That's also another note I want y'all to take time and study. It all has nothing to do with that. It don't even have anything to do with the Negro mentality. I'm talking about the soulless beings that was here at the beginning of the recreation. So anyway, that's my tidbit. But how do you feel about how them beings was able to gang up on this young man and they beat him to the point where he ended up losing his life? How do y'all really feel about that, if you don't mind? Speak on it.
Well, the way I look at it, I say to myself, how would Harriet Tubman feel right now? All of those miles trekked back and forth through the woods, maybe running from bloodhounds, slave masters, racists chasing and looking for her, back and forth. Like, I know you're down, you're around like in the Tennessee area. I know we have a lot of listeners. I'm basically from New Jersey. I find it pretty hard to drive 2 miles without really getting really anxious and irritable and even falling asleep. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing my mind, even driving only maybe like from South Jersey, the Atlantic City area, to New York. Now, go back not even maybe like 4, 5, 6 generations. How is it, how much spell casting could be put on a group of people? How much? And I don't want to put the blame on, you know, this group of people or that group of people, but it comes to the point where the mentality of even black cops after all of this, after Harriet Tubman had to go back and forth on numerous trips on foot from the Carolinas all the way up to New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and you want to come like, what, 100 years, no, 100 and some, 200 years down the line, and you have African-American police officers beating a black man. And, you know, we talk about the Bible and that verse. It talks about, like, how a man is absolutely an evil man who lies in wait for his own blood, who wants to be a stumbling block, who stands around the corner and wants to be his own blood as in his own brother. What possessed these people? I understand they go through some training. They're supposed to know what they're doing. They're supposed to have probable cause to do certain things. But why did they do this? I mean, do they have like a serious, what type of anxiety issues do they have? That they're obviously pretty unstable. And like the deacon said, like, this is out of control. The politicians do need to be contacted, and they need to be contacted by the men. I mean, it's gotten to the point, all props and all respect to the females, but the females themselves know that this has gone a little bit too far. They know they want the men to step up. You can see it in their eyes, like they're stressed out, even like when you see the ones that are actually proud and enthused to be doing these things. The men need to get together, need to start working out, need to start doing calisthenics, need to start reading the scriptures, just like you know you're speaking about, Genesis 15, and the deacon, a lot of the listeners know about. There has to be a level where first we come to a level of purity. Like it says in Genesis, the fruit are our food, leaves are for medicine, not these chemicals out there that slow down the way we even think. It probably attached to a lot of different molecules in our body, and I think some of us are aware of what that molecule is and how some of these things are designed to affect us. It creates a level of sleep. Physical sleep, if not the spiritual sleep, is enough with the constant spell casting, with psychological warfare that's enacted, and even words that come from so-called brothers. Like, brothers could say, you know, hi, how are you? Instead of some of them standing outside of a convenience store and saying, what you looking at? You got an eye problem? It's kind of like Harriet Tubman would be rolling over in a grave, Martin Luther King, like John Lewis. What's occurring right now, I believe, is supposed to occur. The Creator has lined things up, like I said, whether you believe, you want to call God, Jehovah, Theos, the All, Neter, whatever you want to call God, Allah, There's different languages for the all that maintains and sustains this universe. We're connected to the all. The more that we're connected to the all, the more we're connected to each other. We feel it. We can look at each other. We'll know what the other person is meaning just by the way they emphasize different syllables on the word. We're supposed to be in harmony like that, but we forgot and fell off. We fell way off. I love what's going on right now. I know we have a lot to say. I appreciate, again, what you're saying. I'm going to let the deacon come in. I'm also going to do something. Thank you a lot, Brother O, for even spinning these records, because there's some really good messages, and you have to, like, breaking my neck. I need a neck brace when you threw on the De La Soul and the Common and the Black Star.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you come back in. I know the deacon definitely has some really important words to bless everybody with. Thank you again.
Yes, indeed. Man of God, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. DJ, yeah, let me get him, go ahead and get him that shout out, man. Yeah, we need more music like that played, I'm telling you, man. That's real enlightening. But let me start off by saying about the policeman. They thought they was equals. And what I mean by that, the police, they call the blue wall. I don't think they understood when that blue wall was made. The blue wall was made before African Americans could be on the police force. Okay. So now that you got these white cops killing blacks, and getting off with killing us now. So now they figure we can stand behind this blue wall and we can do this brother like that and won't nothing happen to us. That was their first mistake. They thought they was equals with that blue wall. And then the white officer got hung up in the middle of that. Oh, man, I done hung up with the wrong crowd here. I should have stuck with my white partners. And to bring it to a biblical sense, I'm going to take it back to the gospel, the book of the gospels. Jesus laid it all out for how this world was going to be. And if you read the book of the gospels, you can see how he was treated. This is Jesus now. Remember, he had to run to another country to hide so he wouldn't be crucified at an early age. So it was evil doing then, and it just set the stage for what's going on now. And as Christians, we got to remember what Jesus said when he was in the tax collector's house. When he was in the tax collector's house with all the sinners and the tax collectors, and the high priest came and asked, "Man, what you doing up in here?" And Jesus looked at him and said, "Yo, dog, I ain't come back for y'all. I came back for the sinners." Sometimes Christians get caught up to where I can't be seen with them because they're not a Christian, but they got to understand something. We might be the only part of Christ or in the parts of the Bible that some of these people will ever see. If we don't go out and show it, they'll probably never see it. So I'm just not a part of my church. I am the church. Because when I go out, I tell people that you're in church now. I don't care where I'm at, what setup I'm in. If I come in and you just speak one word about God, oh, we're in church now. Church, see, because you got to realize the church is just a building that won't move. What you learn on the inside that building, you got to take it on the outside that building. Then you become the church. You become the minister. But we can't say that I can't hang with this certain group of people because they're sinners. Remember, Jesus came back for the sinners. And if he can go sit with them, why can't I? That's just my little tidbit.
Man, absolutely amazing. I'm loving it, man of God. Look, with no further ado, I don't know about y'all, but Hall of Fame four-time, the legendary Honeybee is really getting busy as he always does. If you will, take us to another break. with that sound therapy, sir.
Look, man, you're bothering me, G. I got shit to do right now, all right? This is for De La Soul, you know what I'm saying? Word up, I got shit to do, you test tube, baby. Step one, two. De La Soul is now back on the map. Long Island is now back on the map. Good rap music is now back on the map. Yo, check one, two. This is the voice of yours truly, the Flavor Flav. And I just want y'all to know, we ain't going nowhere. Old school is here to stay, boy.
On the outskirts of what works, live those who goals are broke. Murk to get murked. Live by the sword and die by the semi. Not part of my ways, it stays right in my NY mentality for me to be the best. The current, the ones who weren't. Press to confess lies over hot joints and sell to all who wanna hear some.
Young as these days, got fireproof eardrums.
They don't give a shit who's hot, just long as you're not pussy and be the would-be king. But once crowned, they ain't wanna pull you down.
And what makes the world go round?
And I be the world renowned, wonder why. Wondering why you can't stand me. Is it because I'm the main Jackson and y'all just Tito's and Randy?
Yes, it is.
Bless the kid who holds his own head and expects to last. At the same time, I want respect and cash and a few paragraphs in them books telling you how us native punks made hits with no hooks. Wrapped in every prefix since gave birth to rap remixes back in 88. No disrespect to Diddy, just to end it straight instead of zigzagging. Got a degree in bragging. My daughter says I'm a teen cause like a teen my pants always sagging and I walk with a bop. The sack part of my times, I walk from my pop. No longer on Tommy and was never on loud, but put rhymes that make the chef a woo proud. I'm top cloud, the rain on your show is still anything goes when it comes to hoes because
Houston, come on, New York, come on, Detroit, come on, come on, damn, Miami, come on, LA, come on, Vegas, come on, come on, damn, Boston, come on, Tucson, come on, Long Island, come on, come on, damn, CA, come on, Portland, come on, back down, come on, come on,
make it shake
down.
Like sunshine, nigga, she was once mine, had bottom in her drawers, I used to hit it from the mid. Think the playground play else, some kids will come stomp in your sandbox, swollen hands cocked back. No knives, no drama, no guns, no disrespect in your seat of my dukes. I puke rhyme in your lap, take a sniff of these fricasseed raps on Caribbean Rip. See, last night's change was today's old money. No time for your freestyle for old money. No more whack albums with two joints. No more ball playing rappers to shoot for 2 points.
No more, G, cause I'm sick of your hip-hop.
It flows ball like seashores with no bitches. Switch hitting niggas will receive no pitches. No diamonds on the field, just beat the game. Real simple, see the God flows healthy. Wealth in the mind is like money in the bank. Exchange cash like thoughts and conversation. Thank you for your purchases, we throw out
and roll out the Kool-Aid
color coffee. See this pimp strut ain't really pimping. I'm trying to catch the bus. Crush food, ain't got shit on cold crush. We dolly dolly babies cause we super cats. Back to the future rap with Doc Brown shotgunning it. And pantyhose your whole style and start running it. You dudes fiddle while we stay on the cello. Mush in your room, son, we stay portobello. Can't settle for the same picket white fence. I got dreams of barbed wire in front of factory saw. Still push the truck with the factory saw. I'm bound to wreck the whip and turn the shimmers out. Make them shout.
DC, come on, Oakland, come on, UK, come on, come on.
Man, absolutely amazing. The Hall of Fame, the legendary Hunter D is getting busy tonight as always. Welcome back, attentive listening audience.
once again, this is Jonah Ventures. You know, we're doing our part, and we're going to continue to do our part, but it's now time for Jonah Ventures, where you call in and press 1 to interact with me. All right, so we have a caller in queue. Next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, this is Angela. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, woman of God. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listening to your show, enjoying your show. Just wanted to say hello to your special guest. Hey.
Men of God. Are y'all available? Well, look, I hear you loud and clear.
I hear you loud and clear.
Look, congratulations on your franchise connection record last night. You and your special honor guest was getting it in last night, you know. While they're getting together to say something to you, look, let the We Will Aware You audience know more about you and how they can tune into your show as well, okay?
So I'm a host right here on WBNN. I was on last night, Walking Purpose with Angela. I just enjoy doing exactly what Brother O allow us to do, share. And last night was a doozy. Just want my people to wake up and take their rightful place and know that we have purpose. So I thank you for what you are continuing to do. I know that you have been on this journey for a minute, and thank you for paving the way for many of us to come after you, and just continue to do what you're doing, because we see you and we hear you. Trust me, it's not been in vain.
Well, you know, it's honored. Attentive listening audience, not only is Angela Thomas Smith one of the few commissioners that we had here, she have did a great work for me as well, not only for our great company of WBNN, but she has so many things going on. Take time to get to know her. She's definitely a beacon light for many of us, and they don't call you the queen of collaboration for anything. And yes, I appreciate, I can't thank ones like you enough for stepping in and assisting me to getting the message even out there further. You know, with your assistance, I became a published author. And I got a few more other books that's going to come out before the end of this year, because I want people to take the book and start to really comprehend a lot of things they've been hearing from me for well over 37 years. So, and as I prepare to get ready to take the show on the road with your assistance, you know, we're going to do the mighty work that has been placed in our hands so we can take our authority back the way we're supposed to do, okay, as children of the Most High. I love you. I appreciate you. And men of God, are y'all available?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want y'all to speak to my spiritual daughter, Angela Thomas Smith.
Angela, hey, thank you for tagging me in a lot of your stuff. I'll follow you as much as I can. I'll be catching some of your little morning shows when I'm sitting in my truck. You might not see me up there, but I'm up there listening. I'm so proud of you. And from the time we first met to now, you have really, really accomplished a lot, and you really blessed me with a lot of the things and topics that you put at the forefront. For women, for men, you know, I really appreciate it. Now, please keep tagging me, because when I see that tag in there, I got to check it out.
Amen, amen. Well, I appreciate you, because every morning I get a message in my inbox on Facebook. So I appreciate you for even in thinking about me and sharing that encouraging word, because some days I really need that message that come forth. So thank you for being the man of God that you are. And I just thank Brother Hooney for bringing us together. And it all goes back to Brother O providing this opportunity right here. We was able to connect right here. So I just thank God for all of y'all on tonight.
And we thank God for you.
And we thank the Most High for you too. Yes. See, that was in perfect harmony right there. Mr. Matthew Graham.
Are you available?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah, I want you to speak to my daughter, sir. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for your support. It's good to hear, like, the female aspect. It's good to hear your support, your beautiful voice. It's warm. It's comforting. It's almost like I know some people deal with Egyptian hieroglyphics, and sometimes in the hieroglyphics you usually see people like a certain men. They always have the woman behind that, be it like Osiris and Isis. Isis will have his back. You might see like a table, and you'll see food on the table in front, and it's almost like she stands behind him almost as like a type of support. And I know we're talking a lot about the Bible, and you actually brought up Genesis earlier. Now, in the Bible, it says that Adam was made in the image of God. And after that, God took a rib from Adam, and from Adam formed Eve. So Adam was actually God in the flesh in certain aspects. Eve being almost like a daughter self from Adam, even though that's his wife. She told to basically support and be a helpmeet for Adam. Through the years, a lot of things have occurred that make things a little bit different. And a lot of times, the woman doesn't support her man. There's a lot of deception that goes on. Women are led astray without getting too into detail. But your support, by you calling in and even just the way that you speak, your voice, it puts like a smile on my face. I usually don't even admit things like this. I feel kind of like shy and kind of like strangely embarrassed to do it because I try to not say certain things to let people know like a certain maybe quote-unquote soft side of me. But it feels good to know that there's somebody that will stand behind us like Isis stood behind Osiris, somebody like Eve that in all essence – should have followed Adam. It didn't fully turn out that way, but we know what the outcome is, so we know how to correct those things right now, and I feel you're doing a super job of it just by chiming in and giving us your support. Thank you a lot for your support, and I'm absolutely going to support you as well.
Well, I thank you for that, and that's my sole mission. That's my sole mission right now. I am my brother's keepers, and I want other women to stand up and be that too, because society has failed our men, and it's up to us. It's up to us now to bring our men back and to be that helpmate that we're supposed to be. I was just saying that in a conference just a few minutes ago, well, a couple of hours ago now, with some females. So we own it. I am my brother's keeper, just like I'm my sister's keeper. That's why I'm here. We all have purpose. We all play a part in the body. You know, my finger play a part, my thumb, every part of me has a significant function, and that's what we're supposed to be. So I'm a helpmate, and I'm here to support. I'm part of the WBNN family, and that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to press that one, and I'm supposed to say something, and everybody should be on here supporting. It's our 10-year anniversary. I ain't been here 10 years. I've been here going on 3. But I'm supposed to support, so that's what I do. I love y'all, and thank you, Brother O, again. I can't shout it to the mountain high enough, or if I had a million tongues, I couldn't thank you enough for allowing us this opportunity, because it's blessing
Listen,
a lot
man.
Of people, and I thank you for it.
Listen, I love Troy. I love Matt. You know how I feel about Huni, and you know how I feel about you. And, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, we come together, man, to be great on purpose. Period. And Huni Bakatoon, I got something for you, man. And Auntie, keep on listening, man. Hey, Huni, I got a screwed up mix for you, man, that I've been working on for 2 weeks, man. Will you allow me to play this screwed up mix, man, that I'm going to, you know, shout to Compton? You ready?
Yes, indeed. Let's do it.
In the five-star telly, stand to my rhyme. Beat up average and MCs of the time. Unlike them, we grab gems. So systematically inclined to pen lines without saying the producer's name. I'm over the track. Yeah, I said it. What you need to do is get back to reading credits. Read the medics alphabetically stuck on that English shit. Now, before we born, twin. Turn the corner spinning, bust that ass and get up. Dust off the mask, whoever laughs, give him a head up. He got jumped, it pumped his adrenaline. He said it made him tougher than a bump of raw medicine. To write all night long, the hourglass is still slow. Flow from hellborn to free power like Lil Cole. But still owe bills, pay dues forever. Play lose when it comes to who's more cleverer. Used to wore leather goose knee with the fur collar. And charge the fee for loose leaf, words per dollar, you heard holler. Broad or dude, we need food. Eat your teams for sure, the streets all seem rude. For fam like the Partridges, pardon him for the mix up. Battle for your Tory cartridges, or put your kicks up, it's a stick up.
I put your blicks up, these British folk cuts his bow like penile flicks. Give him 20, the danger in his eyes will let you know he's a brawler. Bring your tallest champs like that much taller. 10 pounds heavier, one step ahead of it. Vocab, stamina, style's all irrelevant. Camps and clicks, units, squad crews and clans.
There goes that news van again, act like you're new like toucan salmon them. He rappers like part of a complete breakfast. Their rhymes ain't worth the weight of their cheap necklace. String them up, bring them up under whack, jump snack. And get that out the hand, punk, jump and get your dunk smacked. Foul, we all know the rules, bro. You show, you blow, the super, you fool. His own boss like you.
You go light, camera, action with no makeup. We nail out to the death, or at least until we wake up. Here's a couple of nice guys who finished first. So nice try, but the prize is ours dispersed. They say the good die young. You know I added some badass to my flavor to prolong my life over the drum. Everyone cools off for being hot. It's about if you can handle being cold or not. And we were told to hop, but no one dick by Prince Paul. We stayed original ever since, y'all. First to do a lot of things in the game, but the last to say it. Don't even place it on a scale to weigh it. And don't do it for the praise or the raise the bar. Yeah, this raise anyways, so amazing are the three L.I. brothers from the other way. You're thinking, hey, your lady drinking. I think you need to control that, or I have to hold that.
The elements are airborne, I smell the success.
Yo, let's cookie cut this shit and get the gingerbread, man. Sacrifice mics and push drugs to these rappers. Puff ponies till I turn blue in the lips. Sipping broads like 7-Up, so refreshing. I finger pop these verses like first dates. The first date, September 21, 19, 68.
Wow. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. You and I have just been patronized by our very own Hall of Fame four-time, the legendary Honey Bee himself, DJ Olasky. Man, I love you with the heart and soul of me. As we continue this advancement about a rude awakening, sleep time is over. It's time for us to wake up, y'all. It's definitely time for us to wake up and put the evil one and their kind in check. We have to do it. And when I end this advancement, trust me, I'm going to leave no doubt, according to the scriptures and those of us who can really comprehend what you're about to hear, that we got to, once you hear it, go back and research it, be responsible for it, and we will be able to put evil in check. Put on our armor of God and be ready. On this segment here, you know, we talked about a lot of different things, so now let's talk about solutions. How can we finally put evil in check? Now, I know many different ways in which we can, but I'm going to yield on how I feel about it personally, because when I look at the state of our beautiful world and the people within our beautiful world, notice this is key. I separate the people within this world from the world itself. Life is beautiful. It's a great experience. So anyway, we have another call in queue. So next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, Brother Hooney. Peace and blessings to my brothers. And peace and blessings to the Hall of Famer, DJ Olasky.
Mother, Sister Bessie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I am enjoying this show. I'm enjoying the brothers. One thing I always do when I'm out in the public, I call my brothers brother.
It was going down.
It was?
Yeah, bro.
No, I didn't see.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I don't know. Someone might need to mute their phone, please. I don't know what that was about, but please mute your phone. Go ahead, Mother Sister Bessie.
Yes, when I go out in public, I always call my brothers brothers, and I always call my sisters sisters. Sometimes that can take down the anger that some people possess out there. But one thing I wanted to talk about in Genesis about Cain and Abel, the two brothers. And as everybody knows about the story about Cain and Abel, because Cain got jealous of his brother because he was recognized before the Lord and what he did was not recognized. But Cain had evil thoughts. He was jealous, and he was jealous of what his brother had done, and he was envious, and he also hated his brother because of that. And the reason why I'm saying that, because he shed innocent blood, as much as is going on in the world today. And I want to talk about just about the blood. The blood itself, God recognized that innocent blood because it said that the blood cries up to him. That's how he knew. So we got evil people just shedding innocent blood, and you're going to pay for that innocent blood that you are shedding. And I also wanted to say thank you for bringing up Revelations 12:9. Because it says that the entity deceives the whole world. It does not say half. It doesn't say a third. It says the whole world. So I wanted to bring those points out about the blood and the shedding of blood. And this earth is filled with the blood of the innocents. And the Most High is recognizing that blood. And I just want to thank you for what you do, and I want to thank you for achieving your record tonight. Congratulations. And I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, and thank you for allowing me to come on and support. My show will be on February the 3rd, and I'm a fellow host also.
Now, she meant March 3rd, but that's okay. You know what I'm saying? We're bringing on the next call right now. Come on now and share.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Yo, where the cops got shot at with AR-15s and got sent to the hospital. What's going on out here? I just wanted to say good evening to you know, what's going on tonight, you know what I'm saying, Uncle Hooney, you know what I mean, shout out to the guests, you know what I mean, my man Matt up there spilling gems up there, you know what I'm saying, yes, and shout out to Angela, you know what I mean, she's doing a wonderful job, you know what I mean, you know, we need more females like that with heart of a lion like that, that's the lioness, we need more lioness out here, you know what I mean, but I wanted to speak on something real quick about, you know, all of this, these affairs here. People, we got to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Beverly, we don't do enough reading. That's all I'm going to say. We don't do enough reading. We do a lot of blind following, I'll say. We do a lot of hunching. We do a lot of, you know, coming up with conclusions, you know, based on half of proofs and evidences, you know what I'm saying? But so the whole thing is, people, we got to read up because all the proofs and evidences is the evidences of what's going on right now is in these pages. All the explanations on why these things are happening is in these pages. You know what I'm saying? Where if you want to learn why we can't do this and get along and that, all that, all these things are decreed like that because of the misguidance. This is the whole root stem of everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, we running around looking for answers, but yet The answers are right there in front of us in the pages that we do not read, folks. So that's my advice for the people tonight, you know what I'm saying, to try to, you know, come bring it together, you know what I mean, because, you know, we're dealing with a lot of hatred out here, you know what I'm saying? We're dealing with a lot of hatred. I'm going to be out here on the 22nd, you feel what I'm saying? Long rifle style. You dig what I'm saying? Clever One out here. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all the police, well, not all of them, but the police and the prison guards gathered together at the bar to snort cocaine at Lou and Chew's over there on Honey Park Avenue. Check your satellites.
Boy, I tell you, my nephew ain't no joke. Love you. Hey, come back and let the We Will Aware You audience know when your show is about yeah. to be on.
Oh, yeah. Let's, like I was telling them, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be up in the sniper tower. 22, long rifle, you know what I mean? Hold up. I almost had a flashback because I'm going to be tackling people on Broad Street come Sunday. You know what I mean? They better check their satellite houses. You're going to see helmets rolling down and down the road.
Man, love it, love it. We have another call in queue. Next call in queue. Thank you, Nephew Claire, for coming on. Next call in queue, state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, Hooney. Hello, Matt. And hello, Brother O. How are you guys doing tonight? This is Tiana Speaks.
Hello. How are you?
Hey. What's going on?
How you doing?
You guys, I'm doing good. You guys make such a great team. And hello to Troy Reed. That's so funny because that's my actual name. When I heard that name, I'm like, no, please. But, I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying all the, you know, the knowledge that you both dropped. I wanted to read something, then I wanted to share my thoughts on something, like, you know, Angela was speaking about and what Matt was saying. This is just something that I wanted to read. Evil hearts crave and demand control, and their highest authority is their own self-reference. They reject feedback, real accountability, and make up their own rules to live by. They use scripture to their own advantage, but ignore and reject passages that might require self-correction and repentance. And I've seen this a lot. And if you are not living right, you won't recognize those evil hearts. Those evil hearts could be right speaking to you now. They could be speaking to you later. They could be right next to you. I see right through all of that. But at the end of the day, you have to know how far to distance yourself, because, you know, not everybody is perfect, and sometimes you can come into that person's life, you know, in order to show them the light, you know. And a lot of times I think on this station we definitely do that. We show people the light. I wanted to talk about, as far as a woman, you know, I feel like as a woman you're supposed to be a man's backbone, you know. And as I see, like, a lot of relationships today, you know, a lot of the things that happen, like, that are evil, a lot of times result from people being really bitter for being with people they're not supposed to be with, you know, and that pain, and, you know, they carry out into the world, you know, and just all that anger is built up, you know. There's no release. So I think a lot of the crimes and things, if you really look at a person's history, a lot of times it could be started from the home, a lot of times, or how they were raised, like how much love they didn't get, you know. But I feel like as a woman in a relationship, you should definitely support your man, you know, be his backbone, be his peace, you know, don't basically. I see a lot of women, and, you know, I'm looking in public, and they're screaming and yelling at their man. It's like, you know what I mean? You have to learn how to communicate, how to solve problems, you know, because you guys are strong. And, you know, a strong man can go very far. A strong man can create a lot of peace in this world, just like a woman can, but a woman can really create peace for a man that she really loves and respects. But a lot of times, I'm looking now, if you look at people, a lot of women do not respect their men. They don't respect men in general, you know. So if anybody is listening, you know, to my voice, I think sometimes you have to do some self-reflection as a woman and what your place is in your life. Even if you're single, you know, you really have to see what your value is in this world and what you can bring to this world, and stop feeling like everyone owes you something, you know, like it's give and take, you know. And I feel like a lot of times, you know, women can drain a man's energy just by, you know, all the thoughts. And I can say, you know, at one point, a lot of times as a woman, you know, you have these thoughts sometimes in your head, is like you create that are not even there. And you create a situation that doesn't even exist. And then you take away that person's peace, even in a friendship, because I have a lot of people that actually do that to me as well, you know. So if you are a woman, whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, please be peace in this world. You know, there is a lot of corruption. There's a lot of evil, and there's no need to add to it. And if you are a person with an evil heart, I hope that soon you should repent. I hope so, because, you know, you might not have anything happen to you today, but tomorrow is not promised. And not only that, if you have kids, if you have people you love, a lot of times you're going to sit around here and you watch people suffer around you. But a lot of that is because your negative energy is falling on the people that you love. And you see and you watch these people pass away. You watch these people through struggles. But a lot of times you have to be careful who you allow in your circle. It's very important. I'm very cautious of that. I know how far I need to keep people away or how close, because I watch. And I don't watch how people treat me. I watch how you treat other people, because how you do other people is exactly how you can do me at any time or any day. Trust me, I pay attention. You know, so I hope that other people are doing this too. And as far as the things that are going on, you know, with all this, you know, police brutality, trust me. They're going to have their time, definitely going to have their time. And, you know, a lot of things could happen to their family members. Sometimes it happens like that. So you have to be careful how you treat people, because, you know, no deed that you do that you're not supposed to do is going to go unpunished. You may not even know later on down the line. I can tell you personally, I had one person that I know that used to get away with everything, and I just couldn't figure it out. I'm like, they never get punished for anything. Nothing ever happens to them. Let me tell you something. They've been suffering for over 10 years straight now. You know, like, and you have to do better as a person. So that's all I have to say. And I love you guys. You know, I love everybody on the station. My show is tomorrow, and I will be talking about violence and vulnerability, and I guess you could say to the point where I relate both of those together, you know, where vulnerability is somewhat important and not holding that pent-up regression and, you know, like an anger and acting out in violent ways, because you don't know how to effectively communicate and express yourself, you know. I have a guest by the name of Donald Lacey, who was on Fox News and CNN, who actually I found like years ago when I watched his show on CNN about him going to the prison to talk to the man who killed his daughter and forgive him. And the guy didn't even give a reason why he did it, and he still forgave him. And I thought that was so powerful. And he's doing things in her honor. I also have, you know, King George, who is the CEO of Black Magazine. And I have a lady by the name of Tawanda Moore, whose children were killed in a senseless act. Both of her children were killed. And I also have someone by the name of Veronica Grant, who is, you know, she has an organization called JJM, which is a transitional home for, you know, kids, you know, to try to keep them away from, like, violence. And I have my friend Mikey D. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but you can look him up, you know, who is going to be speaking. And I wanted him to share his experiences and speak about how the music industry and has an effect on people's brains. And I feel like, you know, as when I was younger, things were normal to me when people walked around screaming all this stuff, you know, like yelling their rap music and stuff. But if you pay attention now and people yelling out these lyrics like, I'm going to kill you, blah, 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 it's so normalized. It's terrible. And I'm looking at them like, man, you don't even realize you got an infection in your brain, you know, with no pill that you can actually take to get rid of it. You got to take out that infection yourself. Tomorrow is my show, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Power of Thoughts. And that's all I have to say. And you guys are wonderful. Make a great team. And that's it. And brother,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, brilliant and beautiful woman of God, for pressing that one and coming on and letting your voice be heard. I appreciate everything that you are. All right. Now, we're coming down to the wire. So I want you, Matthew, first to go first about your final thoughts pertaining to tonight's show. And also, you're a new intern. So, you know, be as swift as you possibly can. And then afterwards, man of God, Troy Reed, you say your final thoughts as well, okay?
Okay. Okay. My final thoughts, again, first I actually thank Tiana Speaks for calling in. Your voice as well is beautiful. I always emphasize that. Crisp, informational, the way you articulate your words is a blessing. It helps all of us feel better. And I feel like this is something. I try to put my finger on what this broadcast is, and I'm gonna, as far as this final thought, as far as the police killing, I'm going to say first, like, this is like an unusual form of communicating with, like, the host or, like, the guest or, like, the host. It's like a network of representatives who want good music, good conversation, and a beneficial public service type of, like, information that supports the community and each other. With tonight's broadcast, on the topic of tonight, We've covered a lot of and very important things as far as, like, with this killing that occurred. This should have never really happened, but maybe it should have happened. Sometimes the creator lines things up. There could be some bizarre reason behind it. It may have even saved our lives. We might have stopped to hear this on the radio or on the television, and that little pause might have been something in this divine world. Whatever we perceive this to be, this reality, this dimension that the creator set up for us, it might have stopped us from actually being a few minutes or seconds ahead of ourselves and running into a bigger problem than what this man had to face down in Tennessee. Now, my final thought, somebody said earlier, how could this situation be fixed? And what I say, what I think about this is, there should be some form of atonement. These men, unless these men have some form of an explanation, and there's something that we're missing and we didn't see with this video footage, if the family's listening, if the families of the police officers are listening down there, unless they could explain why they did this and there's something that we're not catching on to, and if you're going to convince us of this, you're going to have to do so without pulling out a shiny watch and having it on the end of a shiny string and swinging it in front of our face and saying, you're now all under our power. If you can't do that, and this is to the actual men who got arrested, their family members, I think what you need to do, and this is something biblical as far as things in the Bible as far as atonement, as well as in other scriptures as well. You men who got arrested, you have a radio, I don't know if you can hear this or get online in prison or what have you, wherever you're at. You have a daughter, you have a daughter, a granddaughter, you just took somebody's future away from them. They can't live through their own descendants. I mean, maybe they have other sons and daughters, but if you have a daughter, maybe you could tell your daughter to meet the father of this guy. I don't know how old he is, but maybe he'd like a mate or a wife. Maybe one of your daughters could actually have the compassion to maybe even meet the father of the person that you took away, so maybe they could get together and she could at least give him a son to replace the one that all of you teamed up and took away from that man and the mother of that guy that was killed. I know it seems a little bit bizarre. It's kind of old school. We're going back biblically. But maybe that's something that needs to be taken into consideration, because that man's future is lost unless he has other sons to carry on his name and his genetic seed line. That's my final thought for the evening. And
well, I appreciate you, Matthew. All right, man of God, Troy Reed.
Well, my final thoughts to the policeman, you're going to have to answer spiritually and naturally for what you have done. So I'm going to just leave it at that, because God knows and sees all. and for solutions. I would encourage everyone that has a community to get involved in your community. That's from, like I said, the city council, mayor, even the school board. Get involved in who's on the school board, because that affects of how our kids learn and what they learn and how they be productive in society when they graduate high school. All of these things probably seem simple, but they have a big impact. And, you know, Little Elizabeth City, do you know we got our own little TV news broadcast in Elizabeth City now? Called Soul Catcher News. It'll be on Facebook. I'm telling you, they got the camera, they got their phones. But the police have to acknowledge them as like a TV news. They have to acknowledge them. Get something like that in place in your community. But it's for somebody can be, when they got a scanner and they can be on top of things and they can start asking questions that we won't ask or we can't ask. We just got to get involved. We got to get off the couch. Sitting on the couch and watching TV, watching the news, and then going to work and talking about it is not going to do it. We have to be up in the local politicians' face. Let them see us. Let them hear us. That's how we get things done in Elizabeth City. We're not sitting down. We don't woke up in Elizabeth City. You know, people got to be held accountable for the actions. You got to let us know how you're going to uphold the seat if you get it. How you going to uphold our city chief of police? How you going to check your officers? We need to know all these things before we allow city council to hire you as chief of our city. So that's just my final thoughts.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, men of God. So with no further ado, it's Ngozi time.
So how you gonna hate us? We creators of the East Coast song. If you ask me, I tell you there's no comp, but I'm still humble even though I will crumble hard. Some call them songs, I call them words from me. They take long to cook, so some feel free in saying that we don't hunger for beef. Not that we not hungry, just picky in what we eat. Keep food off the mind and keep weight off the body. All you gotta do is keep my name out your mouth and stop frowning like you hot. You know that it's a booger rubbing up against a nostril, nigga. How you figure you can play this rap game without the backbone? It's Radio Day, wonder why I give it what you lack.
Yo, prepare yourself for the neutron, bitch. This is 86, let that neo rap go. We present these flares to put fire to your ears till they smoke like rusty egg on pipe. We run mics, let Sean run the marathon. Yo, raise that money, son, we raising these kids. Get claps, curtains closed, stage left. Up to stamina, baby, brace your breath. SAT, book smart, part SA, looking like tone. Street niggas get grown. Acquire more poop before you get poop. I get some shells sent over to your mic. Don't excuse my delivery. But when peace don't work, see this peace don't work. Cock, aim, and shoot. It's the constitutional right to bear arms. Arms and bare hands on mic. Make fans unite. Woodstock and white folks involved. Black man, get on your jaw.
Expiration on his fate on the mic. Them verbs that keep coming, I'm hated on my niggas I love most. So what threat could you possibly pose when I'm on your coat? So raise your guns or your glasses. Either way, there'll be a toast in the air. Marking the return, a bare minimum. You need to learn. Get your verbs right when you down the class.
See that gunpowder caliber rapper tip hats like gentlemen do. Splash tenements and skyscrapers. Bow tie paper, stack high. Pay the residents,
what an awesome, awesome, awesome show tonight by our wonderful, wonderful host, Brother Huni Bakatun, with We Will Aware You, and your guest tonight. I truly enjoyed your guest tonight, Brother Huni, your guest, Troy Reed, and WBNN intern, Matthew Graham. God bless you both. I enjoyed both of you tonight. And Brother Huni, I am just so proud of you for all that you do and for the content that you bring and, you know, your topics. And it's so good that you covered this, what happened, you know, and you were on with me that Sunday after it happened when the ruling came down that they arrested the cops and all of that, and you came on with me, and, you know, it's just such a shame that here we are again with another killing of one of our people. And as I said before, what makes this worse than any other is that it was at the hands of our own people. And it's just so ridiculous. It's sickening. And it's very, very disgusting and very infuriating. And, you know, this is something that it's going to be talked about for a long time. And it's so sad. And as I said that night on News Forum a couple of weeks ago, like, you know, all the videos I watched, there were way more than five people. You know, there were like about 15 to 18 cops there at one point. And it's just ridiculous. And I am so happy that more and more are being arrested and are being fired. And everyone that was on the scene needs to be fired because nobody did a doggone thing. And that's so frustrating. But I am so happy for you tonight, Brother Huni. And I want to just take a moment to congratulate you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Mr. Huni Bakatun, on your 86 WBNN All-Time Connection record and your third consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, the late, great Darlene Lawrence. Thank you so much, Brother Huni, and again, congratulations. And also, I want you to know tonight that you broke your record at 9:35 p.m., which is so awesome, 5 minutes into the show. And look at what Huni did tonight, y'all, during anniversary week. This is our fifth night of celebrating 10 years of internet radio broadcasting excellence. So again, happy anniversary, happy 10th anniversary, WBNN, all of our hosts, listeners, and guests that have ever come on to this network. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's father and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, tomorrow night, you already heard from Tiana Speaks. She told you her show is tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., right here on WBNN, The Power of Thoughts. Or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And don't forget Sunday night news forum with your girl, Chinchilla J. That's me. And this Sunday night, we will be featuring wrongful conviction cases, hearing from the wrongfully incarcerated and their families, and we will also have a couple candidates that are running for office during this year's primaries. Now, back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bakatun.
All right. Thank you so much,
beautiful and brilliant woman of God, Chinchilla, our commissioner. All right, so as I bring all of this to a close, the final part of this advancement, Mother Sister Bessie came on. She spoke about the Cain and Abel story. Many people thought I was crazy when over 37 years ago, always spoke about that Genesis, Bereshitha, Genesis was not the beginning. It was a beginning, but not the very beginning. And here's another proof. Now, I gave in the overview certain scriptures. If you look at that story, according to how they tell it, Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Cain slew Abel. Okay? Four people. One of those people killed the other one, so that leaves three people, right? And Cain is being chastised by Yahuwah Elohim, falsely translated as Lord God, right, for what he did. And Cain says, you know, this punishment is more than what I can bear, right? And Cain has the audacity to say that if anyone who finds me shall kill me, proof do you need? And again, one of the things I shared in that overview about Ellen Jill or the Book of Revelation about the war within the heavenly realm. And the evil one of their kind was cast here to earth before the re-beginning of this planet. I said all that to say this here. These evil, wicked ones, these soulless, you know what, bastards, this is my own show, I can say it. These soulless bastards have worked their way up into some of the most prestigious positions. You can see them at the utility office, where you're trying to make plans or deals to get your lights keep from getting turned on, and there's that evil, wicked one, the original black devil, sitting there making your life and my life a living hell. The evil, wicked one, like those cops, in human form, or what appear to be in human form, right? We have to put these people in check. Put on your armor of God and be ready. That's the only thing that we can do from this point. We have to take our trust out of man and mankind and their laws and tune in to the law of all in all, or our sustainer, not Lord, our sustainer who sustains all of us. Okay, keep that in mind. We have to do this. If we take time to do our part, you best believe they are willing, able, and ready to do their part, but they have been waiting for us to grow up as their children. We are the children of the Most High. It's time for us to act like it. It's time for us to comprehend it. It's time for us to accept it. As always, I give thanks to all in all who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. And on that note, we will aware you will be back in 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you for listening.